This episode is sponsored by the new documentary, Colleen Rooney, The Real Wagatha Story, streaming exclusively on Disney+. There have been many variations of the Wagatha saga, and now it's time to uncover her truth. In this three-part original series, Colleen will tell her story in her own words for the first time. Tune in to learn how Colleen figured out who was leaking her stories to the press, get an exclusive look at the trial, and discover unseen and unheard moments. If you'd like to dive even deeper, listen to our podcast, British Scandal, for an exclusive episode about the Wagatha saga on the 27th of October. Colleen Rooney, The Real Wagatha Story, an original series streaming October the 18th, exclusively on Disney+.
Hello, this is part two of a two-part Real Housewives of Orange County recap. If you missed part one, go catch it, you hear? Love y'all.
So, the moment we've all been waiting for in Emily's segment.
Oh, God.
So, we have Annabelle stuff, but actually it was a better segment than I thought because a lot of it was just Emily screaming.
Emily screaming about stuff she's not even involved in. While Annabelle was working on her manners, there was no scarier Annabelle than Tamara. In Emily's life. And Tamara just goes, oh, God, what did I do now? Drinks her champagne. Well, so now we talk about Emily's mommy issues. I'm bored. I'm bored with your mommy issues.
Okay? Luckily, it's pretty short, basically. And Emily hasn't talked to her mom, hadn't talked to her mom since December. Oh, and Annabelle got a few modeling gigs. She did something for PacSun, and then she did something for...
I wrote Pakistan.
Yes.
Why would I even not
Pakistan invited Annabelle to be their new face?
It's how she pronounced it, and I didn't even think twice about it when I wrote it down. I wrote, she did something for Pakistan and something for Herman Soul. She's so fierce. What a badass.
Yeah, she's been recently contacted by the government of Djibouti, and she's going to be in all their tourism brochures.
I was like, yeah, that makes total sense. Yeah. Total sense.
So, PacSun. And Annie was like, okay, cool. We're done with the stupid stuff. Okay, so we saw you and Tamara get close towards the end of the season. How's your friendship? And they're friends. They actually text with each other and they talk a lot. But
it's so funny how she answers it because it's how anybody thinks they're friends with Tamara. She goes,
well, I think we're friends. I mean... we text and talk sometimes.
Sometimes it's like, yeah. I adore her.
She's like, oh, good. I didn't know. It's changed so often.
And he's like, well, Shannon, you had issues with Emily all season long. How do you feel about this new friendship between she and Tamara? Grammatically incorrect. It should be her and Tamara. And Tamara goes,
she doesn't love it.
Well, I know where this question comes from because I saw my social media last night. So,
what does that mean?
Just we did a Tres Amigos show last night, and I just wanted to make sure that our cast wasn't in the audience somewhere. And I said, if we invite someone, we have to invite the entire cast. We just cannot invite anyone
Tamara, yeah, well, of course, puts that out there,
and Emily's like, but Jen went.
Jen goes, yeah, but I just went because Taylor told me, so.
Yeah, and by the way, thank you so much. Thank you so much for having me indirectly. Thank you. I really appreciated it. It was so great going to the improv.
And it was so nice actually having to pay for the 2-drink minimum at the improv. Thank you. That was so kind. I love supporting comedy.
It was so
Same cook, am I right?
Yeah.
Somebody goes, so Tamara reached out and said, I wanted to invite you, but Shannon is adamant that you cannot be there, which is so funny that Tamara is like, even when the show is not shooting, Tamara is so mean. Like, way to throw your friend under the bus. Like, you could have come up with, any decent excuse or, you could have said, listen, you know, we're just, really nervous to do it in front of other casts. I don't know what you could have done, but
It's true, but Shannon is such a liar, too. It's kind of funny watching her get called out. Because yeah. She's like,
well, I was very, very nervous. And Tamara goes, why don't you just say it? You said I don't want you there because I don't like you. Why don't you just say that?
And Shannon's like, you better stop putting words in my mouth, Tamara. She's like,
you said it. You said I don't want her there. I don't like her.
And Shannon's like, well, I didn't want certain members of the cast there. I mean, look. It would have been fine for anyone to be there. Yes, I just didn't want Emily there. But it's only because I didn't want certain specific singular members of the cast there.
Oh, really? Well, why wasn't I there then?
And Annie's like, because she doesn't like you. And also, who wants to go see the Tres Amigas show? Literally none of you. So yeah. Please, let's. Yeah. And also, no one was barring you at the door. If you knew there was a Tres Amigas show, you guys could have all gone.
And also, but I think... like, who also wants to have Heather Dubrow sitting front and center at your comedy show? Like, you're trying to do your goofy comedy, and Heather's in the front row thinking, you know, be like, well, I was on a comedy once with Betty White, so let's see how this stacks up. Like, no one wants that energy.
Heather's just sitting at one of those little cocktail tables right in the front with a stack of headshots and a Sharpie, just waiting.
Anyone? Fireside, HD.
So Andy's like, so Emily, you said in Nobu that Tamara has a phony relationship with Heather. And Tamara's like,
that's why I was upset, you know, because I heard Heather said she was only friends with me because she's afraid of me.
And Heather's like, I did not say I'm only friends with you because I'm afraid of you. I said the reason why I've never gone against you is because I'm afraid of you. So one thing that's cracking me up here is everything that's been said about Heather has turned out to be true in this reunion. And Heather doesn't even deny it. She's just like, oh, it was worded differently than you.
Yeah, but I believe Heather in every single instance. Like, because to me, if I'm supposed to take Emily or Tamara's word over anyone else's, I'm not going to. And Heather immediately has always a significantly more logical clarification. It's like, I didn't say that. I just said this is why I didn't go against you, you idiot.
And right, like what? It's the same thing, but it also makes sense. You're like, well, of course. Who would go against Tamara? She'll ruin your damn life.
And then Tamara says, well, you should be scared of me. Like, well, see, that's why she said that.
Yeah, Tamara is like,
why doesn't anybody like me? You should be scared of me, bitch. I'll ruin your life.
And Emma's, when Tamara came back to the show, Heather and I spent a lot of time together, and we talked a lot about Tamara, and Heather had a lot of negative things to say about Tamara. And
that is not true.
It is true. You said she was an asshole.
She is an asshole.
And that gets a ha, ha, ha. And I love you. I love you being a little possum on a dumpster asshole that you are. But you know what? You're an asshole. That's just what it is.
And Gina's like, we can all be assholes sometimes. Well, I love you, but sometimes you can be an asshole, Tamara. And Tamara's like, but we're on good terms then. I haven't even been an asshole to you yet.
Well, I don't even remember what the package was. So then Emily like flops back on the sofa. It's like, well, okay, fine. It's my package. But fine, you keep on talking. Go ahead. Which was very reminiscent of Alexia.
It's my package, Judy. What is
Judy,
that?
That's right. My package, yeah, Judy.
It's my package, Judy. And they're like, what? Why would you say Judy? And she goes, I don't know. I say Judy when people annoy me.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know what that is, but you should try it on Real Housewives of New York. There it would work, you know, because Jenna, her name was Judith growing up or whatever.
Yeah. So Heather goes, I'm sorry. It's Emily's package and she'd like to speak. So I'm like, let's throw it back to Emily. I'm like, I love how she does like anchorwoman talk. We're going to throw it back to you, Emily. Tell us what's going on your side of the couch.
Oh, thanks a lot, Heather.
And Andy's like, so, Gina. I thought that he's so bored with Emily, too. He's like, I think Gina, do you think that Emily's unfair when it comes to Heather? And Gina's like, I think that your delivery's rough, and I think that it doesn't like get you what you want sometimes, and it's not indicative of what you want from her. Do anyone understand that? Me neither, really, but he said indicative, so.
Okay, Heather, I feel like we had a lot of misfires, and I feel like you read me as malicious.
No, aggressive, hideous, terrible, disgusting, mammal-like, but not malicious.
I mean, you made a huge scene, which was good for me because it was publicity at my HD event.
She goes, yeah, really.
And she goes, but really it was mean and rude, Emily. And Tamara's like, you don't find it funny at all, Heather, the way that she was making fun of you at your party in front of all your friends, your business, your business associates, and yelling drunk. Wasn't that good?
You didn't think it was funny that she was making fun of you in front of the guy who was Kyle Richards' assistant and now has a show on E? That wasn't funny to you?
She's like, no, it wasn't. Not at all. So Emily is like, you have no sense of humor and have no ability to laugh it off. I'm like, you're the one who got offended when Heather said, like, hey, have these muffins or like your boobs or whatever it was.
Emily is offended at every single thing that happens on this season. She has screamed and yelled and cried about every plot point.
She has.
So Heather's like, no, you know what? It was just fucking rude. And Emily's like, but calling someone a mammoth is rude. Okay, all right. So Heather goes, okay, you were upset I called you Snuffleupagus, and of course I didn't mean it in a bad way. I even said at that point, in a good way.
But a Snuffleupagus is a mammoth.
Well, you came out of the water and your hair was wiry, and, you know, I saw that and it reminded me of something with wiry hair. I mean, I thought we were cool, Emily.
I just can't get past the fact that it's a mammoth. Because one time, I had a pet. I had a little toy woolly mammoth. And then my mom never said hi to the woolly mammoth.
It's like, okay. So Heather's like,
my stuffed woolly mammoth never talked to me just like my mom.
At some point, it's not all my fault. And Heather goes,
Here's the thing, Heather. I say you look like a whale trainer, and then I hear from other people that I was an asshole and I should be fired.
I never said you should be fired. I said that hair, that Snuffleupagus hair, needs to be fired up a little bit. We need to fix it.
And Emily's like, hey, Tamara, you told me that you said I should be fired.
Of course.
God, Emily does not keep anything. I get that you're on a TV show and some of the part is like spreading the gossip or whatever. But Emily is just like, she has no chill about it. She just turns directly from the person like,
you know what? I hate Heather. She didn't even want you on this show.
She said you don't want me on this show.
Yes.
But of course, once again, they're relying on anything Tamara says as if it's the truth. When they all came into the season knowing that Tamara literally fudges the truth all the time and that she has her own, you know, she has her own agendas. So Heather's like, oh my God, Tamara, that is a lie. And I'm going to remind you of what happened. You were texting me hideous things about Emily and you went on Watch What Happens and said, you know who I love? I love Emily. You did a total 180. And of course, Emily is not bothered whatsoever. Like when Emily hears from Tamara that Heather talks shit, Emily's like, why would you do that? That's terrible. But then when she hears from Heather that Tamara talks shit, Emily has no reaction.
Right. And Tamara's like,
yeah, but I said all last season that Emily was a big asada.
Yeah, but that's when you were talking about it. You talked about her before, and then you said she was a breakout star.
She goes, nah, I did it prior to that on my podcast. And listen, I'm not going to deny, I didn't like this bitch. But we're in a good place now, so why try to take that down, Heather? Why try to take it down?
She's not. She's saying... she's... My God, Tamara, like, even confuses me, and I've got it all written down. She's saying she was calling you out for being a hypocrite, and now you're screaming at her like she's trying to hurt your relationship with Emily when you're the one trying to hurt her relationship with Emily.
Yeah. So we go to break, and when we come back, Andy is like, hey, Shannon, you really look like a country singer. Who was the one who was in Tragic Decline? Was it Hit Rock Bottom? Can you remind me of that one? Not sure if it was a Tammy or a Tanya or one of those, but thank you, I guess. Thank you.
Why can't I find country singer? I know it's in here somewhere.
The country singer moment? It was very brief.
It's in here. Oh, yeah, here it is. Emily's like, wow, this side of the couch has a lot of hair. Because they've all got big hair and the other side all has straight hair. And then it cuts to Gina, who's like falling asleep, cross-eyed, like, oh, my God. Please let me go up. So whether these women were whooping it up in Mexico or shoveling shit in Montana, they were having a ball.
I love balls. And it's got big ones.
So we do the vacation woohoo segment.
Yeah. And then, of course, Andy's like, tell me about that testicle. And Tamara's like, oh, my God. He had, like, short shorts on. And it was, like, really short shorts. And you know how he figured it out? You know how he saw it?
Because I was with Jeff Lewis and Shane. It happens to be Shane's cousin. And he came up to me at BravoCon. And was like, oh my God, my cousin filmed with you guys. And I was like, oh my God, I saw his ball. I saw his ball, bitch.
All right, well, that was boring. So rumors swirled at BravoCon. Who called who a loser? All fingers pointed at HD, but who was the con here? And so we basically, he asked them, like, who is the one who said loser? So Tamara's like, well, before I came back on the show, Heather said on her podcast that if anybody comes back, it should be Alexis. So I texted Heather and I was like, what's going on? Why would you say Alexis? Every time you get asked, you say Alexis Smelly, you know, why? And then we see a clip of Heather on her show being like, you know, if anyone should come back, it's Alexis Foligno. I'm very, very rich.
It's important to have someone very, very dumb on this show so I seem even smarter.
And so, and Tamara's like,
yeah. And she goes like, oh, well, because they're never going to bring it back. Because that's why I always say that. And like, and so I go, don't you want what's best for the show? And she goes, what do you expect? I'm working with a bunch of losers.
And I was like, that's not what happened. I was giving interviews last season and my interviews were as follows. Oh, we're terrific. This is so fun. We're really gelling as a cast. Yes, Gina does live in a shoebox, but it's a nice shoebox. You know, it's like, you know, ASOS or whatever. No, it's an adorable little shoebox. We're having a wonderful, wonderful time. And you know what? I was like, what do you want me to say? Like, this is all crap. Like, look at what I have to work with. Look at these losers. Noella, Dr. Jen. That's all I was saying.
Yeah, because Tamara told her, you're saying everybody's terrific? I mean, what the hell, Heather? And Heather said, well, what am I supposed to say? This is who I'm working with. Like, yeah, of course I'm going to say they're great. You know?
Am I supposed to go and do a press interview and say like, oh, they're all idiots? No.
Yeah. And then Tamara took that as, oh, I don't want to work with any of these people. They're all losers, which is typical Tamara hearing. Yeah. So then Emily is like, Emily, mom straight from to voicemail says, Emily, where were you and Gina when Heather... That was so rude, by the way. Sorry, hold on.
I mean, where were you name. And Gina? It's just someone's name. I don't know what's... Mom Stray.
Where were you and Gina when Heather said some very bad things were taken out of BravoCon or whatever? And Emily's like, well, we were in LA getting our hair and makeup done for the promo shoots, and we were together, right? And so Gina was getting her hair blow dried, which is why she couldn't remember stuff. And then, you know, I just hear blah, blah, blah was talking about you at BravoCon. And she said very bad things. And I remember Heather said that because she was doing this with her fingernail. And I said, if you're going to do that with your finger on me, nailing me, at least send me a taco.
All right. And then she said, well, what did she say? She said, no, it's in the vault. So that's why she assumed it was Shannon, because she mentioned the vault. And Heather's like, I didn't say vault.
That's exactly what you said. You said it's in the vault.
What I said to you stupidly in the dressing room. And now, by the way, it was a master class in claw hands. We've talked about claw hands for 10 years. This is Heather's thing. When we talk about claw, we mean crab claws, because she puts her fingers into little pinchers and then she pokes them at you. And she does the biggest, most insane claw hands she, I think, maybe has ever done, because she is so adamant about this point that she is doing like severe claw hands and poking them forward, and then she does them over and over and over again. It was like very validating on the claw hands theory. She goes, because I thought the three of us were having a private conversation, because you all have conversations all the time that don't get repeated, but I mistakenly said this thing.
Wait, don't turn this around. You're turning this around to make yourself a victim. If you were my friend.
Now Emily is screaming for no reason. This doesn't even make sense. Okay, so is Heather saying she did tell Gina and Emily when they were in hair and makeup that Tamara was saying very bad things about them? So what were the very bad things? That Tamara called them losers?
I guess
so. Do we ever find out what it was?
I assume it's that Tamara called them losers. But she basically was like, she came in to kind of like gossip, and then basically what she's saying is, I came in to gossip and be like, oh my God, Tamara's talking shit about you guys, and then realize, oh, I forgot these two people don't have any chill, and this is gonna blow up in my face. Whoops.
So Emily's like, you're turning yourself out to be the victim. I'm like, well, she kind of is the victim of the entire second half of the season. Like, have you guys watched?
Right, and why are you crying about it right now and screaming and yelling about it when you are the one who misquoted somebody and blamed somebody else? Like, you victimized two people in this. You victimized yes. Shannon, who wasn't even the one who said it, and then you victimized Heather by lying about... I'm getting a headache at this point. That's how you know it was a good season. When by the end of the second episode or the second reunion episode, you're just flummoxed and confused.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know where I live anymore. I don't know my name.
So Emily's like, don't turn this around. And Tammy goes,
I think you need to own what you said.
And Heather goes, I'm trying to tell you what I said. And Emily goes, oh, poor Heather. Listen, that's a four-letter word in my household, so please stop saying it. Thank you very much.
You can call me a lot of things. Poor is not one of them. I will not accept that.
Oh, my God. Do you have a whistle? Everybody screaming in here.
Oh, okay, Tamara. I love the ballet dancer over there. Quiet, Tamara.
Well, if you knew it was the whole time it was Tamara who had said something bad, why torture Shannon? Aside from the fact that it's hilarious for all of us, I already know the answer to that question. But why torture Shannon the whole trip and making Emily think it was Shannon who said something? And I was like, I didn't know what Emily was talking about. How many claw hands do I have to make for you to realize I had no idea what was happening?
Yes, you did. And you knew I fucked up the names. You wanted me to look crazy.
Weren't you just saying that you've never... When does she say that she never makes a mistake? I guess that's later on.
But so also, why I wish Andy would have asked, Gina, why didn't you say something? Because you knew it was about Tamara.
Right, exactly. And Heather's like, I didn't know what you were even talking about. She goes, uh-huh,
when I asked you what was said, you wouldn't tell me. So what was your intent in telling me that you knew something, but you wouldn't tell me?
And Tamara's like, yeah, what's the point of that? She goes, my mistake was mentioning anything at all. Because as soon as it came out of my mouth, I knew you two were going to run to Tamara. Excuse me, Emily. Because Emily's like, but you're a victim. She's like, excuse me. Instead of coming to me about it.
Oh, wait a minute. I didn't see you after that. So that's why I didn't come to you.
And you know that Heather really means this because she claw hands herself. She takes her claw hand and then she puts it on her mouth. She goes, as soon as it came out of my mouth, I deserve my own claw hand for that big mistake I made. So Emily goes, but it was at your party and I wasn't going to bring it up there. Because Heather's whole thing is like, you should have come to me and said, why did you say this? And then I could have clarified it because you never did. I didn't really understand what was going on, which is, it's funny because Heather's putting it all on Emily, but at the same time, considering that entire side of the couch is all about, like, next time, come and speak to me directly. And then that's exactly what Emily did not do. So Emily's like, well, it was at your party and I wasn't going to bring it up there.
But you brought it up to everyone else, including Mario Lopez's assistant's best friend who was there. So rude.
You made a big jerk of yourself.
And she's like, that's your opinion.
And Heather's like, yeah, it is my opinion that you made a jerk of yourself. Okay, Emily. Okay, you were perfectly behaved at the HD party.
And Emily's like, well, okay. Well, I wasn't, but from now on at all HD events, I will be boring and appropriate.
Oh my gosh. You're saying you weren't going to be rude and bring up anything at Heather's party to make her look bad, but you had no problem getting shit-faced and screaming throughout the entire party. And now that you're being called on it, you're crying and screaming and playing victim again, even though you were wrong about everything you were saying at that party. This lady is
has a lot
of balls. If this lady had as much charisma as she had balls, this show would be like number one in the ratings.
Tell me. I think that's fair. Because I think this was Emily's best season, but there is still that X factor that's missing. And yeah, you bring up such a good point. Her saying, oh, it was rude. It would have been rude. I didn't feel like it was appropriate for me to bring that up at your party. Meanwhile, she's at that party with a strip of cucumber dangling from her mouth like a fruit roll up and giggling about it. It's like, it's mortifying. I'm sorry. She was rude.
I mean, this was her best season, but we're lining up a lot of bad seasons. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think the bar has been lowered so much that we're just all so impressed that like Emily and Gina strung complete sentences together this season. And we're like, wow, those are best season ever. Keep them on for another decade.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
Watch What Crappens and Winter is Crappening are the funniest recap podcasts. But if you want something more eerie, try the new podcast Ghost Story about my investigation into a murder-suicide in my own family. Ghosts aren't real. At least that's what I've always believed. Sure, odd things happened in my childhood bedroom, but ultimately, I shrugged it all off. That is, until a couple of years ago, when I discovered that every subsequent occupant of that house is convinced they've experienced something inexplicable too, including the most recent inhabitant who says she was visited at night by the ghost of a faceless woman. It just so happens that the alleged ghost haunting my childhood room might just be my wife's great-grandmother, who was murdered in the house next door by two gunshots to the face. Ghost Story, a podcast about family secrets, overwhelming coincidence, and the things that come back to haunt us. Follow Ghost Story wherever you get your podcasts. Listen everywhere on October 23rd, or you can binge early and ad-free on Wondery Plus the same day.
So Heather's like, you said to Gina, I'm mad that she won't tell me what Shannon said, but you never came back to me and talked to me about it. I would have told you you were wrong. And Andy's like, okay, all right, I'm bored. All right. So what did Tamara say at BravoCon? And Tamara goes, okay, here's the story. I sat down at a table and I said, are you hanging out with this losers, bitch? And because you'd said that to me, because I was joking. It was a callback, bitch.
Wait, by the way, you have said terrible things about everyone on this show when you weren't on the show.
But we're not talking about this, so fuck off, Andy.
I was like, oh my God. And Shannon makes her face like, geez. And Andy's like, but I mean, that is a standard that you set. She's,
oh yeah, well, why are you trying to throw a wrench in it?
And he's like, I'm just saying, you've also called everyone losers. She goes,
oh yeah, so then it's okay that she calls everyone a loser?
And he's like, no.
She goes, so be quiet.
And Andy just like stares at his cards like,
I have to applaud Tamara because she did call everyone losers. It was on that podcast, and she just stopped that story by just by verbally abusing Andy. She's like,
I'm not gonna talk about this, you stupid bitch.
Yeah, that was not sure how that's gonna work out for her, but yeah.
Oh, she'll be fine.
I mean, they did have a better season than they ever have, but
yeah, but like, don't go after the boss, don't go after Daddy Andy. So, Tamara's like,
Heather, this is what hurt my feelings and made me so upset. We sat down at that wine bar after the pumpkin party.
Which, by the way, I just love that phrase.
Oh, it gets even better. It gets even better. Because not only do they sit down at the wine bar after the pumpkin party. Oh, no, that was SLC when they're painting the birdhouses.
Oh, I know. That cracked me up.
How housewives was that scene?
Not only did Heather actually invite me over, just painting birdhouses for no reason.
Okay, this is what hurt my feelings. We sat down at a wine bar after a pumpkin party. And I said, I just love you. I want to get back on track with you, Heather.
And then we see a deleted scene of her being like, saying that, basically.
And then a couple of days later, you would have told them that Tammy said horrible things about you.
And she's like, okay, well, I'm sorry. I said that, and I knew the second I said it, it was bad. And I should have talked to you in private.
Gina, why didn't you follow your own advice in not trusting Tamara when Heather said it was Tamara who called you losers?
And Gina's like,
what? Am I supposed to be able to follow that? What the fuck kind of question is that? Where am I? I'm tired.
Are you saying that when I said that you should never trust a word Tamara says, that then when Tamara says something, I shouldn't trust it? I don't get it.
So Tamara's like,
yeah, but you guys just sat there and you compared stories. And then you said, why did you tell Emily to move away from you, remember?
Okay, so then we see unseen footage again. And this time, Gina is still yelling at Heather at that whole thing. And yeah. She's like, why did you tell her to move away from me? And why did you tell me to move away from her?
And Heather's like, because I thought it was important for you to develop your own identity.
Well... Okay, that's not terrible advice, but that was also very much Heather that season trying to break these two up and trying to take Gina under her arms, you know, to come for Emily.
Yes, that may be very true, but Gina and Emily interpreted it as like, you guys have to stop being friends And like they had like the most basic, stupid interpretation of that, you know? So Heather was like, I was trying to be helpful. I wasn't trying to be negative.
Yes, it was. Heather, you know, like she said I have to move away from Gina because it wasn't good. She's not good for me.
What I was saying is it's important to have your own identity on the show. Otherwise, you wind up like some big snuffleupagus appearing in someone's imagination.
Okay, well, I guess you said it correctly, and I'm the one who fucked it up then. It's always me.
It's like, it is always you. You're always taking something simple and turning it into something evil to use against somebody, and you're not even involved in any of these conversations. I mean, even in this conversation, it's obviously somebody saying, oh my God, you guys do every single thing together. You guys need to do something not together on the show. Like, nobody wants you together. Everyone hates you both. No one says like just get rid of Gina. They always say get rid of Gina and Emily. Like you're a package deal, you know?
Yeah. So Heather's like, that's not what I said. I'm allowed to.
I do know what you said.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're so factually correct all the time.
And she goes, we'll have a pretty high rate.
And that's the moment you were talking about before where it's like,
yeah.
Do you want to rewind the tape to like 5 minutes ago, Emily?
And she's like, okay, so I messed up some names. You didn't only mess up names, Emily. You like totally falsely accused somebody, and then it was half the season. And so Heather goes, yeah, you messed up the whole thing. It was like a game of Clue. Okay, everybody, wait. Claw Hands Clue. It was Clue. There was Colonel Mustard. He was in a library. He had a rope. He killed a maid. What was the maid's name? No one remembers. She was only a movie character, but she was such a good movie character. Who's playing Miss Scarlet? Should it be me? Probably. I'm more of a Miss Peacock cast for some reason, even though that lady's way too old for my station in life, so I don't know. Clue starring Reba in HD. What do you want from me? Sounds good. Three different endings. What
Gina,
were we talking about?
I can see that this is all very confusing. Here, let me just adapt this for you. It was Colonel Mustard with a jar of ragu in the living room. Of course, in Gina, that's the only room there really is in her game of Clue. But, mm-hmm. You know, you get what I'm trying to say.
So Emily's like, good one, Heather. Good one. All right. Well, and Jillian from is not Ann Arbor says, Tamara, did Heather lose her alpha
I think
alpha
you could have
status?
Just said Ann Jillian. I think you could have just said Ann Jillian.
Ann Jillian called up.
No. Ann Jillian from is not Ann Arbor says, Tamara, did Heather lose her alpha status when Tamara came back? And Heather's like, I never had alpha status. I have black card American Express status.
I have the entire game of Clue could take place in one wink of my house status.
I don't have regular power. I have purchasing power.
I literally hire Ann Jillian to serve me food at the top of my house power.
She kept referring to me as head cheerleader and top dog. I never wanted to be head cheerleader. I never wanted to be top dog.
Which is such a lie. And Heather's like, but it wasn't about you. It was how you were being treated. Tamara goes, what?
And then Shannon gives a,
I.
Like she suddenly starts revving her engine.
I. You know what? There's a lot of ego in this show. And I don't know. You know what? I am not inside her head. I'm not inside her head. Okay? I'm not inside her head.
Heather goes, can I say something, Shannon? Which is always, whenever Heather says that, you're like, okay, here we go. I want you to know that when you texted me the other day, I was so happy that you texted me. I was working on my big Clue joke that you just heard. Thank you. It was good. And I want you to know that I don't know why you don't see who I am and you feel these things about me. It makes me incredibly sad. And it was really nice to talk to you and have that moment with you. And I only wish I was able to say something in those 30 minutes. You were really wasted.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, our relationship has always been that way where I, you know, we talk alone and I think, wow, I actually kind of like this lady. Like, yes, it's when we're not together that it goes awry. Well, that's true. And that's why I told you, if you have a concern about me, you need to talk to me and not these people.
Well, we all talked, okay? It wasn't just me. And then he goes, Jen, you're still here, right? What do you think about all this? And Jen's like, oh, I just, thank you so much for that question, Andy. I really appreciate it. I just wish I understood all of this. You know, I wasn't at BravoCon. I'm not even sure what BravoCon is. Is that some sort of thing where you go to the opera, but you, like, it's an opera put on by convicts? I'm so confused.
You know, but it's just really hard because I wasn't there. And then being new, you know, they've just taken so much. You know, they've known so much together. They've done so much together. And, you know, they say the vault, the vault, the vault. And I'm just imagining terrible, terrible things, Andy. So,
all right. Well, glad I talked to you. That was completely pointless, but we do have 2 hours to fill.
So now, Tamara, where do you go with Heather? Tamara's like, ha, 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 ha.
I love Heather, and I always love Heather, and that's always been really difficult, not having Heather in my life the past year. Every birthday, every Christmas, every anniversary, she would send me a text message.
And since it's gone sideways, I don't even get messages from her number. It's just, it hurts me. It hurts me so bad, Andy.
And Andy's like, so I'm like,
In important days of my life, I got the bare bones communication from Heather.
I would get texts on my birthday, and now I don't. It hurts.
Well, I said it from the beginning. I've been incredibly sad for a few different reasons. And then Heather does a new type of claw hand. She claw hands her chin. She's like, okay, well, now that I've attached my hand to my chin, I think this all shows how sad I am. I'm disoriented. I'm clutching onto random parts of my face. It's just been a tough year. You know, I can't even have my chin. I can't have my chin hear this. This is very serious. And as far as I'm concerned, the more friends, the better. Especially wealthy friends. So I'm sorry, Gina. This is the end of the road for us.
You know, and I said it to Tamara. I said it. I said, Tamara, you have been the best you've ever been this season. You know, I said, everything is so good. You know, you're doing well. You have a successful company. Your protein fart Latin husband is home all the time now with his frown smile. Your gym closed. Nobody liked it. I mean, that's good for the city, not necessarily good for you. I said, you've got so many reasons to be happy. Why are you so angry? What's going on? Who's trying to steal trash out of your dumpster, Tamara?
I thought Tamara's like,
you know, I came into the season at an awkward time. It was fucking hard. We closed our gym. It was hard to say goodbye to all those people. All those wavy floors. All those empty shelves. It was hard, Andy. It was hard.
And your dog. Your dog died.
They're giving it like, oh, remember your dog died. So there's that to be said about.
Yeah. My dog died too. And you know what? I just didn't know where my place was. I mean, not trying to make excuses, but I drank way too much. I'm sorry. That's what we call the Shannon defense. But, you know, I drank way too much, and I'm just an asshole when I drink, Andy.
Well, are you drinking now? Because you just told me off on my own show.
She actually was. They actually showed her drinking during the reunion.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
So Heather is like, well, I think I've said it a million times. Please clean that surface better. And another thing I've also said a million times, Tamara's like my housewife maker. It's like when a little vampire in the shape of a possum bites you, you love them forever. But that also could just be the rabies talking. Does this make sense to anyone?
I love you. Hold on. Let me cry. Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm sorry you felt alienated. Oh, it's not what I intended. I just didn't want anyone to hang out with you, that's all.
She's like, okay, thank you. I understand. What a meaningful conversation.
Let me now release my chin from my grips. That way I can hear it speak again. Okay, earmuffs off the chin.
Okay.
Chin muffs.
So.
Now they're on break. And she, Tamara's like,
so Gina, when you get married, huh? Next season, Gina.
And Gina's like, oh my God, if I get a rock like Heather's.
Tamara, you're not going to get a rock like Heather's. Okay,
you're going to get an actual rock. Gina,
you're going to get a rock like the country. Like, you're going to get a desertous rock. Okay,
you're just You're just gonna find a pebble from someone's gravel driveway on your hand. Please, Tamara, let's not like will a wedding season into existence. Like, I literally will not be able to deal with a Gina and Travis get married, or Trevor, or whatever.
Nobody needs your Party City wedding. You know what I mean? Nobody here needs it.
No one sees your like not destination. What's the opposite of a destination?
No one needs your staycation wedding. Okay.
So Anne's like, well, I want to add this night tweet. This tweet comes from Jack in New York. He said, I don't have a question. I just want to say this cast is perfection. I'm going to really miss this season. And I was like, okay. And I was like, wait, was that from Ben from Los Angeles? Because I think I may have tweeted that also.
So he's like, okay, well, let's go around and say what you guys are going to miss from the season.
Which is a weird question. And Emily's like, I'm going to miss having fun. We just have so much fun.
Can you roll the footage of that cucumber coming out of my mouth again? No? Okay.
I'm gonna miss my taco line. Can we roll that a few more times? I mean, Andy, if you're going to ask me a final question and make me go first, or leave that me.
Taco, we got it. We got it. Okay, let's move on.
My hip! Sorry, I just wanted to throw an oldie but goodie in there.
So, Jen is like, well, thank you so much. It was like my first season, and it's just, I'm never going to have a first experience like this again. And even after we wrapped, it was like a weird feeling of like, where did everyone go? We're like, I just feel all alone now, except for that woman who's in Ryan's bed. But, you know, it was great.
Thankfully, I've adopted 9 more rabbits and 6 more children. So, you know, that's been fun. They all really love my spaghetti in a Pyrex dish with coconut milk poured over it and baked for a while. So that's been really fun. And okay, we've had enough from you, Jen. Okay, anybody else? Okay, well, you know what? I gotta be honest, Andy. There's things you're gonna miss, but there's also things that you're just gonna be happy to move past. You know what I mean?
Thanks for that insightful commentary, and we're going to be applying it to you.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So then Shannon is like,
well, I always miss the vacations because that's always fun for me. And I said I'm not going to cry again, but I'm going to miss filming with my kids. I'm going to miss filming.
The kids are going to be like, oh my God, I'm so glad I'm out of there. Thank God. Thank God.
Well, I'll go now. I think for the ups and the downs, I love all of you. You know, we have a sisterhood. Mm-hmm. And I know that if any of you can call me, that someone's going to answer. His name will probably be Alfredo. He will probably tell you to press 1 for English or 2 for Espanol. And then the second you press a number, he will probably hang up on you, but that's only because he's been instructed to do that when poor people call.
If any of you call, I'll be sure to have Alfredo lead you to the guest entrance. So Gina's like, oh, that's so sweet. You know what? I kind of take it back because I am going to miss your house. I was like, now that is an honest statement right there.
Yeah. Gina's like,
I am going to miss being cut off from Heather Dubrow's money for the next 2 months until we start shooting the next season, all right?
And then, of course, Heather says, well, I have news. There's a better one coming. I'm like, please don't drop a trailer for your new house.
This is going to be another season. This is the first season we've had that hasn't been about Heather building that fucking house. I mean, even last year it was already built, but it was like finishing the house. And I guess this year was moving from the house.
Yeah.
Getting a new house. Heather is just all about house all the time.
I know. September's like,
what am I going to miss? Not much, bitch. But what I'm looking forward to next season, if you have it back, Andy, is I look forward to seeing Ryan in a different way. Not my Ryan. He's the lost cause. You're Ryan, Jen.
And you're going to accept her happiness?
Yeah, I'm going to accept it. And I'm never going to go there again, Andy. I can promise you that, Ryan. Bloop. Oh, wait. Did I just get a fresh picture of Ryan's dick, or is this the one I have screenshotted? I'm not sure. It's because I put it as my background on my phone. Sorry, everybody. Okay, well, never again after today. After today.
Jeff, thank you so much.
Well, we've left off predominantly in a really good place, except Tamara, maybe not such a good place for your mom. I hear that she had to take her boyfriend to the hospital because he broke his ankle at the skate park. Sorry to hear that, but it's true. Plenty of Costco samples in that hospital room.
Well, we seem to figure everything out. I'd like to thank you all for coming. This was a really successful time. Are you going out after tonight?
Yeah, I think we're all going to get out of this new house in Beverly Hills, bitch.
So Andy's like, well, I guess that means we put in some good work today if you're all going out together. And Heather's like, yeah, and that's the point of this, right? No, it's not the fucking point of this.
No, it's to set up your next season. So Andy's like, well, I really appreciate it. I respect it. And Emily's like, well, I think we all legitimately care about each other, except for Heather. We all hate Heather still.
Yeah, you know, but there's pettiness, but it's also a pressure cooker, otherwise known as literally how Gina makes everything because she has her gas turned off. And, you know, I explode a lot, but I really love Heather, genuinely.
And Heather's like,
I love you too.
So Anne's like, okay, well, Heather, Emily, and Gina, since you were absent from Shannon's taco party, you didn't get to meet Cedar Noodles. And you will still never meet him.
I know, Senor Noodles.
All right, Emily. I was trying to set something up here. So you never met Senor Noodles. So, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage. Not Senor Noodles. Sorry, that was a big tease. No Senor Noodles. I'm sorry, Senor Noodles. You can go back to your box.
And can I just say, Heather, please do not break the shot glass this time.
And Heather's like,
I didn't mean to break the shot glass. Jesus.
Okay, wait. I didn't get the last line, so I'm going to do it right now. I just wanted to say, beans, the magical fruit. The more you eat, the more you shit. The more you shit, the better you feel. Eat beans for every meal, bitch. That's right.
Okay, well, I won't be putting that on my Fireside Network, but I appreciate the sentiment, Tamara. Thank you so much. And he's like, welcome back, Tamara.
And then Emily, who also doesn't want to let anyone have the last line, goes, cheers, you devil bitch. Remember when I said that? That was so good. I'm putting that on coffee mug.
Fun times.
Yes, everyone. Cheers, everyone. And looking forward to seeing you all perhaps in 10 or 11 days, which will probably be a very nice and smooth next few weeks for me. All right. Bye, everyone.
Yeah. So that was the end of that reunion. How did you feel by the end?
It's great. I loved it. I loved that it was two episodes. I felt there was no fat. There's very little fat. Very, very little fat on this reunion. I felt it was like really strong. There were some questions I would have asked. I was a little surprised. It probably just was not enough time. I was surprised that it was not like some Andy Cohen sits down one-on-one with Shannon Bedore. But maybe it's because she just entered like an outpatient treatment, etc. program, so she's probably just focusing on that, and we'll probably get like at least it's down with Shannon probably over the summer or leading up to the next season or something like that. But well, I really liked it.
Who is okay with giving interviews about Shannon's DUI? Bronwyn Wyndham Burke reacts to Shannon Bedore's DUI arrest in Us Weekly. Who is still talking to Bronwyn? Would you stop putting out Bronwyn articles about Bronwyn? She was on for two seasons. Stop.
I liked Bronwyn's chaos. You know, I always like the ones that people you're not supposed to like. It's like some weird, I never saw myself as a contrarian, but I think I begrudgingly am a contrarian, and it makes me sad. I'm like contrarian to myself, but I'm sad. But I really enjoyed Bronwyn being such a disaster, but I know people didn't like her, so I've accepted that. What did you
people
think, Ronnie?
Me. Well, I was screaming in your face how much I did.
No, it was like you and like everyone on social media. Like, how could you like Bronwyn? I was like, she's a disaster. I love disasters on this show. That's just my thing. That's my kink. What did you think, Ronnie, about this whole reunion and whatnot?
I thought the season was really good. I think it went a little too long in the reunion. It was just like a little.
Really?
They were repeating so much stuff that didn't even make sense by the time. I mean, it all comes down to Tamara's just a fucking liar, but they keep trying to take it. Emily just kept taking it and running with it, even though it made no sense. And some of it, I was just like, be quiet. None of this even makes sense anymore. I really did think my brain melted at one point. Oh, I was like, I don't even understand what this argument is anymore.
That's so funny. I really felt like thank you so much, Ronnie, for sharing that. I really felt like the reunion was like a tight reunion. And I also thought the season was pretty tight. Like, I think normally, with a mediocre Bravo season, or not even a mediocre one, even the best seasons, there will sometimes be an episode that's kind of like a filler episode. That's like, okay, we got to fill up our order for this many episodes. So like, here's Emily spending time with her daughter, and then here's so-and-so spending time with their kids, and like nothing really happens, and you can see they've sort of cobbled the stuff together. And I don't seem to remember that happening this season. I feel like every episode was like advancing the overall storyline forward, and I felt like actually the show had a very coherent storyline overall. So for me, it didn't outstay its welcome. I was very happy.
For me, it started like at the end of Mexico, where it just started becoming the same thing over. It was like, Gina.
But Heather, you said that we were a bunch of losers.
No, I didn't. Tamara said you were a bunch of losers.
Okay. Well, if Tamara said that we were a bunch of losers, how come you didn't tell me that Tamara said we're a bunch of losers? I'm mad at you, but not Tamara.
I was like, okay, Now you're just trying. Now you guys are just, you and Emily, of course, is the both of them, just trying to take anything they can just so they can be in more fight scenes. And None of it really made sense. And it just seemed like they were trying too hard to be in fight scenes. Now, that said, it worked because people loved it. They ate it up. I mean, I felt like it was a bunch of bull. I don't love when it's just lies. I like when they're really, even if it's confusing, if they're really pissed off or their feelings really get hurt about something, I like that. But I don't necessarily like, I'm just going to lie about a bunch of stuff so I have something to fight about. And then when I get called on it, I'm just going to start crying and deflecting, you know?
I think I really liked with this season that there were sort of two big overarching storylines that I thought were like very fascinating. I thought like the stories themselves were like whatever, but fascinating in how they were employed and told, like the Tamara versus Jen stuff and how that like really escalated and got worse and worse and worse. And then you also had everything that happened with Heather and Shannon and Tamara. I just felt like the storylines were really woven well together, and they built, I think the producers did a great job of creating a narrative with the season. I feel like we don't give enough credit to producers on these shows, because really you're just filming people gossiping and going to parties together. But when you're able to sort of like craft a narrative out of it, and of course the producers also sort of put them in situations that sort of like really coax out a storyline, you know, I don't mean to go back to Atlanta this past season, but like Atlanta was an example of a season where you could see them trying to create a narrative, and like this story would start and then this story would start and then this story, and they try to create something out of nothing and they couldn't do it. And here they really did a good job of creating a like season long arcs that like built and escalated, and they intermingled with each other in a way that I really feel like is like when the Real Housewives is firing on all cylinders. It's really amazing television. I really think that. I've said this before. The show gets like shat on all the time by snobs, basically, who think that this is just like trivial bullshit for people who just like watching women fight. But I think this is actually very sophisticated storytelling, and it's not easy. And so when they're able to put together an arc based off of gossip that goes for 16 episodes, I applaud it. So I'm like talking to myself. I'm like, give it the Emmy, honestly.
Yeah, well, you're good at selling it. I was like, wow, that was great.
Now, and this doesn't even compare to Salt Lake City, which is just like blowing everyone out of the water right now.
Yeah. Well, Salt Lake City, yeah, they've had some ups and downs on that season, but that is a testament to just sticking to your guns and keeping your cores there, and also how important casting new people is, you know?
Right.
Because they've done a great job with that.
I'm just saying the current season of Salt Lake City has been wonderful. I think last season was a little up and down, but this season has been like every episode has been just like tremendously very funny. But maybe you could probably make an argument that maybe the story arcs for Salt Lake City are maybe not as strong, but the camp and comedy value is really as strong. But this one, the storylines were strong. It was really about like interpersonal conflict and like dealing with shifting friendships and how do friends treat each other, you know?
Yeah. Well, it's another season in the books, that's for sure. Everybody, thanks so much for being with us this season. This show will be replaced by Beverly Hills, right?
When does... Yeah, I'm assuming. Let's see. Beverly Hills is October 25th. And then we have Miami coming back, like on the heels of that, and Potomac on the heels of that. We've got three new shows coming out. And I guess New York is wrapping up too. We're going to figure it all out. But we got some varsity level shows coming out now.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be crazy over here.
Yeah.
Well, in the meantime, just stay on our feed. Just a ton of shit there. Don't forget to join us Monday for Crappy Hour, which is our Instagram live show with a special below deck star. And we'll talk to you guys tomorrow. We sure love you guys. Thanks for being here.
Bye, everyone. Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Strolling the Park with Caitlin Clark.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
She's never scary, it's the Green Fairy.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Know Your Worth with Jason Kurth.
Sip Some Scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
Ruru LaRue.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
She's not harsh. She's Jill Hirsch.
She's a little bit loony. Junie.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
We love him madly. It's Kyle Pod Shadley.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
We want to hang with Liz Lang.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
She's the queen bee. It's Sarah Lemke.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She's quite the catch. It's Victoria Kachet.
She ain't no shrinkin' Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.